Welcome to all. Today's office about Basar Daf Pei Hey. We are starting Pei Daf Lamed Beis, the bottom line with the words Rav Shmuel Darman Shavayu, and today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Kinyanim. So the Gemara tells us Rav Shmuel Darman Shavayu. Both Rav and Shmuel say Kelim Shal Adam Kainoloi B'chol Makayim. A person's Kelim could acquire for him in any place Chutz Mir Shusram except for Shusrabim. We're talking about a Meicher and Loi Keach, a seller and a buyer, and so the buyer has his Kelim that the produce or the items are being placed into, and the simple fact of them being put into his Kelim automatically acquires these things for him because the kli is like his rishus, it's his chatzer, and the only time it doesn't work is in rishus rabim, because this isn't a place where one is allowed to leave his stuff for an extended period of time, and so it's not considered like his chatzer. Now, Rabbi Yechon and Lakish Shem and Shavayu, both Rabbi Yechon and Lakish say, afil rishus rabim, even in rishus rabim, his kelim could acquire for him. However, Rav Papa tells us, loy pligi, there's no machlokes, kam rishus rabim, kam besimto. Rav and Shmuel are talking about in a proper rishus rabim, a person's kelim can't be counted for him. Whereas Rabbi Yechon and Lakish, they were talking about in a simta, this little alleyway or this side part of the rishus rabim that's not the main thoroughfare, and people are allowed to place their stuff down and allowed to keep it there for a while, and that's what they mean by Rosh Hasharabim. I would just clarify, by my car, Rosh Hasharabim, so why'd they call it Rosh Hasharabim if it's not actually Rosh Hasharabim, it's the Simta? The answer is, Shein Rosh Hasayachid. It just means it's not Rosh Hasayachid. And Ochina Mistab, it's actually logical to say this. Amar Bavo, Amar Yechanan, he tells us, Kalim Shal Adam Kainalai B'chol Makam, Sheyesh Loi Rosh Hasharabim. A person's Kalim acquired for him in any Rosh Hasharabim that he is allowed to place his Kli down there and leave it for a decent amount of time. And we see from here, Yesh Loi Rosh Hasharabim in, and Rosh Hasharabim, that only if he has Rishos to place his Kli down here and let it stay there for a while, so then his Kli could acquire for him, because again, it's like his Chatzer. But if he doesn't have Rishos to place it down there for a long amount of time, like in Rosh Hasharabim, you could put your Kli down for a minute or two just to shift the burden or just sort your things out, but you can't just leave your Kli there, and therefore in a proper Rosh Hasharabim, a person's Kli is not able to acquire for him. Shema Mino, that's the Raya. Now we continue to discuss this, trying to bring a Raya. Tashma, we have a Braisa. Abra Midas Meichrin, there's four different categories, if you will, when it comes to selling something. Acholonis Malamida, Lemeicher. Before the Kli is completely full of the thing that's being sold, all that stuff still belongs to the meicher. Let's just say the meicher is selling apples and he's filling up a kli with the apples that are being sold. Before the kli is completely full, all those apples still belong to the meicher. There's no kinyan that took place yet. Mishen is smal amida. However, once the kli, the mida, the measuring cup, is completely full of the apples, l'loikeach, those belong to l'loikeach. Now, but medvar ruim clarifies the brayso. When was it said? But mida she'ein shel shnayan. This is if the measuring utensil doesn't belong to either of them, namely, it was borrowed. So we say that up until it's full, this utensil, this mida, and the produce inside as well are still considered to be in the rishus of the meicher, whereas the moment it's full, the kli and the produce inside transfers to rishus loikach. Aval, however, continues the brayso, im ha'isim yishal echad mehen, if this measuring kli belonged to one of them, rishen rishen kana, as was slowly but surely getting filled up, each amount that was placed inside is automatically acquired by the kaina, by the purchaser. Now for the qualification of this, b'med v'rumru, when it was said, rishus rabim, u'b'chatzar she'ein shal shnehen, if the buyer and seller in rishus rabim, or in a chatzar she'ein shal shnehen, and right now we're understanding that means it's a chatzar that doesn't belong to either of them, aval rishus meicher, but if they're in the rishus of the meicher, of the seller, for example, the buyer went to the seller's house to go buy the stuff from him, like kana achagbiano, he's not kana it until he actually lifts it up, he does kinyan hagba, ayachiatin rishusai, or until he takes it out of his rishus. And the other way around as well, rishus lekeach, if they happen to be in the rishus lekeach, for example, we have a traveling salesman, he's schlepping his stuff from house to house, and he's in the house of the lekeach. In this scenario, kivin shekibul olav meicher, kana lekeach, the moment the meicher accepted upon himself, meaning he decided, okay, I'm going to sell you this amount for this price, the loikeach is automatically kinyan, even though he didn't do any kinyan, he didn't do agba or mashiach or anything like that. That's because it's in his rishos. And yet another scenario, b'rishos halam uvkad in etzloi, let's say this whole transaction between the buyer and the seller was taking place in the property, in the rishos of the one whom the stuff was deposited by. It wasn't the rishos of the meicher or the loikeach. There was a different guy who allowed this stuff to be in his chatzer, let's say, and the buyer and the seller are in this other fellow's chatzer doing this transaction. And so in this scenario, loikana ache kabel olav, there's no kinyan until he's makabel on himself, which means that the owner of this rishos, again, whoever that is, he has to accept upon himself to lend the place where these items are to the one buying it, and now it's considered like the buyer's chatzer, or until the buyer himself rents the place where they're currently located, then he can acquire them. Now, what do we see from here? Katani miyat. At any rate, the Braisa taught us, rishos harabim u'b'chatzar shenish al shnayen. This was mentioned in the beginning of the Braisa. Pe'eon beis on top, ma'ilav rishos harab mamish, aren't we talking about that the kinyan's actually taking place in a real rishos harabim? And in that situation, the Braisa said that if this measuring kli, if this mida belonged to one of them, so as it was getting filled up, that's automatically acquired by the kaina. So we see the kalif shalakeach in Rosh Hasharabim could make a proper kinyan. And that's definitely not like we explained before, that according to all these banda amrim, you obviously can't be kaina Rosh Hasharabim. We're really just talking about an asimta. Seems like the Rashi is telling us beferish that kalif shaladam could be kaina for him even in Rosh Hasharabim. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not what it's talking about. Simta, it's referring to a simta. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that? The Rashi had listed these two things together, clearly comparing them. Rosh Hasharabim rabim and chatzar she'enish al shneim. So clearly it seems to be that we're talking about an actual shusar rabim, because just like a chatzar that doesn't belong to either of them, chatzar she'enish al shneihem, just like they're not allowed to put down their things in chatzar she'enish al shneihem, so they're not allowed to put their things down in a regular shusar rabim, not a simto. A simto they are allowed to put their things down. The answer is no. My chatzar she'enish al shneihem nami deloy dehai kula veloy dehai kula el tervayu. What does the brass mean when it says a chatzar she'enish al shneihem? It just means that it's not a chatzar exclusively owned by one of them. This one doesn't own the entire thing, and that one doesn't own the entire thing. Rather, they own it together. In other words, it's a totally different understanding. Originally, we understood chatzar shneihem means that neither of them owns any of this chatzar, and it belongs to a totally different party, and that's why we compared it to regular shusar rabim. But now we're understanding that chatzar shneihem means that they both own it together. It's a partnership. It's a joint ownership. And now we could say that shusar rabim that the Brass is talking about is referring to simta. Over there too, they're allowed to use it. And continuing to discuss kinyanim, ba minei rav sheshes, my rav huna, rav sheshes asked rav huna the following question: kelu shalakeach where shus meicher kana lekeach oloi. Let's say lekeach's kelim are in the shus of the meicher, and the item that was being purchased was placed into the kelim of the lekeach. Is he able to be kaino or not? On one hand, he's in the rishus of the meicher, and so he can't just be kaino with the item simply being put into his kli. It doesn't make a difference that it's in the lekeach's kli. The lekeach's kli is in the meicher's rishus, or perhaps since it's in his kli, it's like his own chatzar, his own rishus, as the lekeach could be kaino with his kli even though it's in the meicher's rishus. So he responded, "Tani Sui, we learned it in the Mishnah. This has to do with a woman getting divorced. The Mishnah tells us zarkula seicheka or the seich kalsa. Let's say the husband threw her get into her cheik, which is basically her lap, or into her basket. This is basically a basket of her personal effect. How is megreshes? She's megreshes. And we're focusing right now on kalsa, her basket. We're understanding that it's in the husband's rishos, and nonetheless we see that when the get lands in her basket, which is in her husband's rishos, she's megreshes. Clearly we see that the kli of the lekeach, she's considered lekeach over here, could acquire for the person in the rishos of the meicher. The husband's considered the meicher over here. Now to this answer, Amalei Rechem told him, my tam pasha slay mahi demachula mea ochle beochla. Why are you trying to bring an answer from that mishnah that already had 100 strikes with an ochla on it? It's kind of like we say, why you bring from that? I already told you 1,000 times that it doesn't work. So that's what this expression of mea ochle beochla. It was struck 100 times with an ochla, meaning there was already multiple answers how this is not considered the kli of the lekeach and the rishus of the meicher. And here we have a number of them. Damar Yehuda Amar Shmuel tells us v'ushayisa kalsa tuliyaba. It has to be this box of hers is hanging from her, and if it's hanging from her, it's like the get is landing on her person, and it's not like it's on her kli. Rishlakish says kishura v'al pishen tuliyaba. It only has to be tied to her, even though it's not hanging on her. For example, if it's tied to her leg, even if it's on the floor of her husband's chatzar, every time she moves her leg, this basket moves with her, so it's like it's her person. And once again, when the get is placed into her basket, it's not like it's in her kli, it's like it was given to her personally. And Rav Amar, he explains, we're talking about where her basket was in between her legs. For example, she was sitting on the floor, her basket was in between her legs, and even though the basket was resting on the floor, she wasn't actually holding it. We understand that in this situation, it's still considered like it's part of her, and that's why she's divorced. And Rav Ami Amar, he explains differently, we're talking about where her husband sold these types of baskets, and her basket was among the ones that her husband was selling. And we assume in this situation, the husband is not makbid that her basket is in his rishos, because he has tons of these baskets for sale. And therefore, it's in this unique situation that the place where her basket is currently located is considered to be her rishos and not her husband's rishos. And that's why she's divorced when the get lands in it. Says, the place of her cheik, of her lap, that automatically qualifies for her. And the same thing with the place of her basket. And Amarav, Rav explains, my time is Rabbi Yechanan. What's Rabbi Yechanan's reasoning? That's because the person, meaning her husband, he's not makbid where she is located or where her basket's located. And that's the reason why she's divorced. So here we have multiple explanations of his Mishnah, and we clearly see that this has nothing to do with Caleb Shalkaina Rishus Meicher. It's not the Kli of the woman in the Rishus of the husband. It's either considered to be connected to her person, or it's considered to be in her Rishus because her husband allows her to have that Rishus where her basket is. And it's not like her Kli and her husband's Rishus. So this is not a valid answer to a question. Ella rather, let's answer the question from the following. We had quoted this brass on Amud Aleph, which had said, Rishus Meicher, if this transaction is taking place in the Rishus of the Meicher, the Lekeach does not acquire whatever is being sold until he either does Hagbah, he lifts it up, or until he takes it out of the Meicher's Rishus. Now, my lab, Bekel of the Lekeach, aren't we talking about that the item was placed into the Kli of the Lekeach, and still he doesn't acquire it until he picks it up, which is a proper Hagbah that's basically like bringing it to his Rishus, or he brings it out of Rishus? So we clearly see from this brass on Amud Aleph that Caleb Shal Lekeach, Rishus Meicher, do not acquire for him. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not a Raya, Bekel of the Meicher. The brass is talking about that it was placed in the Kli of the Meicher. Now, that seems to be the numeration of Bekel of the Meicher. From the fact that the ratio of the Brice was talking about that the item was placed into the Kli of the Meicher, Seif and I Bekel of the Meicher, that would be Mashma, then the Seif of the Brice as well, we're talking about the Kli of the Meicher. But Ema Seifa, what does the Seif of the Brice say? Bershus Lekeach. If they're in the Shus of Lekeach, that's where the transaction is taking place. Kim Shekibel Olive Meicher, Kano Lekeach. The moment the Meicher was Makabel, he accepted that this is the price that it's going to be sold for, like Yechaz automatically kaino. Well, why would that be? If you became the meicher, if we're talking about the item being in the kli of the meicher, am I kano lekeach? Why would the lekeach automatically be kind of this item if he didn't do any sort of kenyan, if it's still located in the kli of the meicher? So my answer is no problem. Seifa, son lekeach of the lekeach. The seifa the Brice is talking about where the item was in the kli of the lekeach. Ask me how you say that. My pasco? What is it? We're making a psak? Are we really able to say this with conviction that every single time they're in the meicher's rishos, we're talking about the meicher's kli, and every time they're in the lekeach's rishos, we're talking about the lekeach's kli? We can't say that. And the Gemara answers, we actually could. Stama de Milsa, the standard way it goes is, Bay Meicher, if they're in the place or the house of the Meicher, Mani de Meicher Shechichi. It's more common that they're going to be using the Kli of the Meicher, whereas Bay Lekeach, Mani de Lekeach Shechichi. Or in the house of Lekeach, it's much more common they're going to be using the Kli of the Lekeach, and therefore there's actually no problem understanding the Braisa like this. We're still back to square one. We don't have an answer to our question. If the Kli of the Lekeach is in the Rishus of the Meicher, could he be kind of the item by it simply being placed into his Kli? So here we continue. Amarav Rav says as follows, Tashma, we attempt to write from the following Braisa. Let's say a person was Meishech, he did a Meshicha. He pulled the donkey drivers or workers of this person who's selling him the item, and he brought these people, and obviously the goods, the wares that are being sold, they were brought into his house. Why did they set a price? They agreed on a price, but this was before the item was actually measured out, or they measured out how much of the item was being taken, but there wasn't officially agreed upon price. Both of these people are allowed to be Chayzer from the deal because there was no official Kenyan ever made. The Meshicha that he brought it into his Rishos wasn't a Meshicha of the goods, it was a Meshicha of the people bringing the goods, and that's not considered a Kenyan. The price continues. Let's say he unloaded all the stuff that was brought in and then put it in his house, so it's different over here. If they agreed upon a price, okay, this is how much is going to be paid for X amount of produce, even if it was before he measured out how much produce he was taking, still, none of them are allowed to back out of it because it was already Gemir's Das, it was already a Kenyan there. However, if all they did was measure out how much was going to be taken, there's no official determination of how much money it was going to cost, so both of them are allowed to be chayzer from the deal. Now, this is all talking about the seller's kalim being in the rishos of the lekeach, and still there's no kenyan. And so, what do we learn from here? When the kalim of the meicher rishos lekeach lekana, even this situation where the kalim of the meicher are in the rishos of lekeach, there's still no kenyan. Kalim of the lekeach now rishos meicher lekana. By the same token, the kalim of the lekeach and the rishos of the meicher also can't be kinded for him. So that's an answer to our question. However, Amar Nachman Yitzchak tells us that no, that's not a raya because this brass could be talking about the following b'shishafchan, where all this produce, whatever was being sold, was actually poured out onto the floor of the chutzner or onto the rishos of the lekeach, and therefore we're not talking about where the item was still in the kli of the meicher. Rava's whole proof was based off the fact that since we see when the item is still in the kli of the meicher, even though it's in the lekeach's rishos, no kinyan can happen, so the same thing is the other way around. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak is telling him that's not necessarily true. Who says the Baraita was talking about that the items were in the kli of the meicher? Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were on the floor. So Ikbet Rava got upset to this refutation of his raya. Midi shafchan ketani? Does it say in the Baraita shafchan that they were poured out into the rishos lekeach? Pirkan ketani? It says that he unloaded them. Mashma, that the lekeach unloaded the bags or the sacks or boxes of whatever it was into his rishos, so we see that this stuff was still in the kalim of the meicher, and therefore Rava's raya still holds good. However, we have a different disproof to it. Ela Amar Mar Baravashi, he has a different reason why it's not a valid raya. B'mis Achli the Tumi, the raya could be talking about bundles of garlic that aren't in a kli, and therefore we can't say that we're talking about that the item was still in the kli of the meicher. Bundles of garlic aren't kept in a kli. And now, before we conclude, let's just analyze the last part of the raya. Amar Lehuna Brei the Marzuchel Ervina Michli. Let's see, Pirkan Kedani. The sefer of the raya told us that he unloaded everything into his chatzar. Well, Mali Pasak, Mali Loi Pasak. What does it make a difference if they were Paisak, if they agreed upon a price, or if they didn't? And the Brassic clearly does differentiate that if they agreed upon a price, then no one's allowed to back out. But if they didn't agree upon a price, then they are allowed to back out. What's an afkamina? The moment it was unloaded into Lekeach's Rishos, he should automatically acquire it. That should be a valid Kenyan. And with this answer, we're going to understand what the whole concept of Pasak is, why setting a price makes a difference. Or at least we told him, Pasak, Somcha Daite. Loi Pasak, Loi Somcha Daite. If they agreed upon a price, so then there's Smichas Das. They clearly know and agree upon what's going to be going on in this sale, and therefore there's a certain smichas das or gemiras das that this is what we want to do and what we're going to do, and therefore no one's allowed to back out. But if they didn't set a price, even if they were maide, they measured out how much was going to be taken, since it wasn't clear how much was going to be paid for it, there's no smichas das, and therefore there's no official kenyan, and that's why they're still allowed to back out. We're just going to go a little bit right there with one last attempted answer to this question. Once again, the question is, can the kli of the lekeach acquire the object for him while it's in the rishus of the meicher? So I believe the Rashi, Vino told Rav Ashi, Tashma, we've attempted raya, we brought this up right in the beginning of the Gemara, the Rav Shmuel, both Rav Shmuel say, Kalim shall Adam kindly b'chol makayim, that the kalim of a person could acquire for him in any place. Lasu yimai, what's this coming to include? Lava lasu yirushos meicher, isn't it coming to include the rishos of the meicher? Even though the kli of the lekeach is in the rishos of the meicher, it could still make a kinyan for him. So my answer is no raya. Hasam, in that particular situation, it's referring to the following, the Amr Leitz, where he told him, zil kani, I want you to go and be kinyan. In other words, if the meicher tells the lekeach, I want your kli to acquire it for you, so then it would work. But in a standard case where nothing of the sort was said, and all we have is the kli of the lekeach in the rishos of the meicher, that's not necessarily going to acquire anything. for him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about Kinyanim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.